Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Well, I guess you never really know someone as well as you thought you did. I'm moving on. I'm not looking back.
Well, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, well, that's not going to happen again.
You know, it's funny how the people who claim to have your back are the first ones to stab it. To be more than a coffee club, 92.5 WBE.
Who are we talking about? No one knows.
Nobody knows.
And no one cares.
You know, the interesting thing is, you know people who do this on social media.
All the time. And I'm like, ugh.
And I've seen it. We've all seen it. We all have friends who are dramatic. Protecting my peace from here on out. If you don't hear from me for a while, you know why. There's a term for it. It's called vague posting.
Vague posting.
I've always known about this, but I never knew it. It had a name. Vague posting, where you post something so vague that nobody really knows exactly what you're talking about. It's a scream for attention.
Well, yeah. And I usually like fall for the attention. Like I usually give them what they're asking for. Because to me, if somebody wants a cry for help on social media, they might be in a dark place. So I usually reach out to them and, you know, I give them what they want.
Tell me if I'm wrong. It's the same people who vague post
all
the time.
It is. But, you know, they obviously it's feeding something that they need. I don't want to be the one responsible, you know,
right,
for pointing out the fact that they're a vague poster.
My other favorite is the people are like, this is my last post. I just can't deal with this anymore. I'm leaving social media. And,
yes,
you know, they wait for the comments to come. They leave it up for a day or two, and then they delete their account. And then they come back a month later.
My favorite was, gonna be cleaning up my friends.
Oh, yes.
My friends list soon.
Did you make the cut?
Did you make the cut? Oh, keep me. No, keep me.
All right, we're heading back to the phones, and you are lucky caller number 9.
Yay!
Who's this? What's your first name?
Vanessa.
Okay. Listen, you got the tickets. You're going to see Zach Top. He's going to be at CMAC on August 8th. It's all courtesy of the Bowery Presents. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com. But you just got them on us. So you've got the tickets, but we're going to have a little fun right now and see if you can name this Zach Top song based on the over dramatically read lyrics from TJ.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April.
Any idea?
Oh, I'm trying to think off my head. I'm not sure.
I sleep like a baby. Maybe it's because you need the accent. I never show up late for work.
There you go.
It's Zach Top. Oh, I never lie.
Well, congratulations.
Amazing.
You're going to the show anyways, and you can bone up on the lyrics between now and August.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it. Tell everybody, how do you spell country?
W-B-E-E.
Court of Public Opinion, 252-9233. John checked in with us just a couple minutes ago, said he was out on a first date. Date went great. End of the night. Leftovers, they boxed him up, and without asking, she reached over, grabbed hers, put it in the bag, walked out.
But the thing is, he was like, I will never call her again. Like, that was
it. He felt it was a red flag.
Enough to be like, I've gotten to know you enough. And he said it was just because it felt too comfortable to him. So 585-252-9233. I said, I can't believe that would be it. Like, that was just the...
It's the first date.
Make or break.
If something rubs you the wrong way at the first date, just cut bait, move on.
I thought he was crazy, but I'm not. I guess I'm the crazy one because somebody texted in. There's many texts coming in. This one goes, oh, heck no. You don't do that unless you've been with a person for a significant amount of time and are living together. I would not have called her back either. Don't touch my food.
And
in
that
all
was
caps.
In all caps at the end with like 10 exclamation points. Some other texters, if he paid for the meal, those are his leftovers. That's a big red flag.
Ooh, here's one that says, well, I once went on a blind date and mid-meal, he just started eating off my plate without even asking. That was the only date with him.
Again, presumptuous.
It makes me think you have no awareness or boundaries or even consideration.
Another texter says, if she didn't ask, hey, do you mind if I take this on a first date? Imagine what she's going to do 6 months from now. She'll be selling your Xbox because it didn't match the rug.
Dang. This one goes, that's a little much just to take it. And finally, I love this one. I agree with them totally. First date and then second date, my car. So I'll save her gas money for the week. Bye, girl.
Bye, girl.
Bye, girl.
All right. This one's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
John,
you did the right thing.
You definitely did the right thing.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.